You want to open your equalization meeting?
Okay.
At 9:42 is what time it is.
Right. So we are opening the equalization meeting at 9:43 a.m. on whatever day this is.
July 23rd.
On Wednesday, July 23rd. I have a new phone I got to get used to. Here. Okay, we have a few of the protests that...
Let me give those to Patty.
I think I can lift all of them. That we referred back to Daryl to study and make some recommendations to the Equalization Committee and to the board relative to how we should handle those protests. So I will turn them back over to Patty, I guess. You're doing it.
Okay, Larry Archer was in the Lot 5 of Deer Haven, the 5.23 acres. This was his home. And then his protested value was $388,610. His requested was $362,500. We're recommending $357,555.
Okay, so
that's lowering the house and not the land.
Okay.
Less than what he even requested.
What was that parcel number, Patty?
00252-4105. It's Archer.
Archer?
Mm-hmm. His total requested amount was?
362.
362.
Mm-hmm. But Daryl equalized the houses out there, right, Daryl?
Yeah, we went through the process.
So we equalize. So it doesn't, I mean, even though okay. we're lower than what he asked for, we equal.
You more of a 2-3.
So it was lower then, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, they're recommending it being lowered. Okay. And if we agree with that, then we'll go ahead and move that forward to this afternoon.
And you want to give me that?
Are we in agreement?
Yes.
Equalization Committee.
That's what I had marked on my sheet, lower question mark.
Okay.
Decided, so.
Okay.
Okay, the next one is Janice Warford, and that was Tammy Bennett. We recommend no change on that one. That's the one that was, she came in. We had recounted everything in 09. She had several, but this was one we pulled out just to double check it, and I think we're fine on it.
Okay, and Daryl?
That's an agriculture one, Danny. Daryl didn't do that one. We
okay.
did. We hadn't had Nat look at the map again.
Okay.
She had like four of them, but we had recounted in 09, so.
Okay, and as I remember, her reasoning, she couldn't afford higher taxes, basically, was her.
There's a lot of trees and waste on it, but we've got that covered as far as we could tell.
So the recommendation is no change. We have it at 113,615. Recommendation, no change. Are we okay with that? Okay.
Here's a David and Tammy Bennett, and that's the same one. And we're recommending that the house be lowered a little bit on that one. And that was $229,290 is what the valuation went out at. She was requesting $219,680. We looked at, took a look at the house, and we believe that it should be $209,560 with the lowering of the house. And here's that house.
Right. Okay.
Are you on the first day yet, then, Patty, on those?
They're all mixed up, Terry, just okay. because. Okay. It's the same one as Janice Warford.
Second day?
Yeah.
Where am I at here, then?
Bennett Warford.
Well, fourth one.
Right
now.
There.
Oh, okay.
And she really
okay.
didn't say right. a lot about her house, but when we did
yeah.
a total analysis,
right.
we thought
that
house
parcel,
was
okay.
the condition. I think the quality was a little. We thought it was to an average.
It's either average or average plus.
It might have been an average plus. We reduced it down to an average when we got to looking at it, and I think that's fair.
I think that's fair, too. Most of her argument, if you remember right, she lived right near the Kansas line, and Kansas mm-hmm. property values
yeah.
were much less than ours.
Their taxes were much less.
That's right. So we're recommending lowering it lower than she has asked for by about $10,000. So.
And what we did was change the quality of the house. No, no change on the ground. Okay, the next one is Tammy and David Bennett also. That's one more of those. She was protested. The value was $74,210, and she wanted the land reduced. And we did a no change on that one. There again, we counted the land in 09. We felt that the values were fine there, so unless you guys have anything more.
No questions?
Nope.
Okay.
Okay, then we go to Ronnie Cornelius. And that's the one where the pictures, you remember?
Yeah.
Okay, we're recommending that the, he wasn't really protesting the land, but in protesting the house, we took that house down to only $875.
Yeah.
It's got termites and a lot of things in it, from what I remember. And then the land, because the house we don't feel is really livable, we took the land down from a home site to a building site. So that goes from 12,000 down to, he has 2 acres of building sites. So.
And he Darryl, was, on he any was, of these, you have anything to offer? Speak
I
up.
Will.
I don't think on this one he was too involved, Darryl was. But okay. Those are the pictures we
so
saw.
So your recommendation?
Yeah.
Was lowering it.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
We okay
I,
with that?
That's what I had wrote.
Okay.
Okay, we had two lots in Flowing Springs for Peggy Crawford. And Darryl recommended lowering both of those down from 40 to 30.
That's what she'd asked for.
That was an equalization.
I agree.
Yeah. Excellent presentation, if I must say, that I taught her how to do that.
You were there.
Yes, I was. but I excused myself.
No, that's risky.
Okay. Are we all okay with that?
Yep.
It makes sense. Okay.
Okay, the next ones, I'm not sure if we want recorded. It's the mall and Sam Myers, the rents and stuff.
Yeah, we don't want to record this, Don. On the yes, we're back on the record.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, the next one we have is Derek Ford, which was located in Cortland.
He's the one that got ripped off.
Got what?
No, he said he got ripped off when he bought the house.
Oh, he's the one that I think he paid $166.5 for it, and then Dan was able to. Do you remember that gentleman from Cortland?
On
I
the
don't
phone.
Know.
It was the house. And
Derek Ford was on the phone.
Right
he was on the phone.
He said we had the wrong square footage.
That was
overvalued the buildings. He asked, we have it at $166,495, and he asked for it to be lowered to $120,250.
And we're doing $159,955.
So you're meeting him a little bit.
But this was the one that you
lowered
said.
Lowered
out right that
right.
day.
This okay. is the guy that I was there to review the sale.
Right.
And basically, you're not paying him.
That's right.
Business.
Yeah.
And then he called the neighbor next door and told her not to let me in the house because I had a sale right across the street. Yeah.
He was trying pretty hard to not let us do a
anyway,
fair appraisal.
But we got it down to 159. So.
Yeah.
And they paid 166 for it.
What did you have it at?
166.
166, and you lowered to 159. I'm fine with that.
Right.
His question was, he was doing the interior.
Yeah.
Square footage.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right.
I remember one last
so the recommendation is okay with $159,955. Okay.
This is Chaloa's.
I'll give you this one.
Chaloa's. Do you want that on the record? Ken Chaloa.
Probably not.
Don.
Okay, we're going to take this one off the record, Don, please.
Yeah, you can go back on. Matt and Tanya, I don't know how to pronounce that last name. Kenny
Ananen?
Oh,
yeah. Are you back on the record?
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
Kananian, and we had this property at 349.5, and they requested it to be 330 to 337, and we have recommended now that it be reduced by about 13,000 to 336,485. And that's the land at 47, which is consistent with the others. And the house at 289,485.
And I think he's got it on the market for 337.
He does have it on the market for
that. Yeah, I pulled the flyer. It may be even in there.
Okay.
And I talked to the agent.
Okay. Is this the one where he built the shed and now he doesn't have the best view?
No, that was somebody else.
That was Kent.
Yeah.
Because this couple didn't come in.
Dennis Kent's here too.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that a no show?
Okay.
These two didn't come in, though, did they?
Matt, no, they didn't come in.
No, they didn't.
Mm-hmm. So the recommendation is 336,485. Okay.
Okay. Then this is another one in Lot 15 of Deer Haven, and it's a Sakura. They have it valued at $384,750.
What was it, Patty?
No, okay. He wrote it wrong. The protester wrote it wrong. We had it on the tax rolls for $431,725. He paid $400,000 for it in 2010. We're recommending $394,680 to equalize it.
I had lower on my notes at that time, too, on that particular one, so I would agree with that.
Okay.
May I ask her to shut that down?
Yes, sir.
There was another one late that day.
Yeah.
There is, Schroeder.
Yeah. Mark Schroeder.
Schroeder and Kim.
Okay. You want to go with the 394,680? Okay.
Okay, then Mark Schroeder was the other one that was in, and we had him at $435,775, and we recommended reducing him to $417,140. And that's equalizing the house. What were those coming in at? 158 a square foot?
158.
And that's with, he's the one with that huge garage.
Yeah, 1,608 square feet on the garage with brick.
He's the one, the one with the new road.
All brick.
Yeah. It's like a five-star one almost.
Yeah.
And we never got into his home either.
So. Still refused.
But he's not comfortable with strangers coming in his house. If I had a house like that, I'd be going, everybody comes to this.
Okay, the recommendation is 417,140. We're all okay? All right.
Okay, Dennis Kent, we had him valued at $328,525. He wanted $300,000, and we're coming in at $302,930.
He's where at Deer Haven, too?
Yeah. This is a subdivision that just everybody about came in, so.
Yeah. I'm thinking Kent doesn't have an outbuilding. Was that right? He has.
Kent?
Yeah.
I don't think he did.
Yeah, he's, I don't think he does either.
Has,
and his is a lot smaller than these other ones.
And this one's sitting in the second row, as I remember. That's what he told us.
Yeah.
And somebody built a shed in front of me.
Mm-hmm. This is the one where Clay Lines built the shed. But he doesn't have a view now.
I thought you were waiting for the blue top.
Well, he had no control over it. It was somebody else that did it. But, yeah.
Okay.
And in some respect, just the land for the ones a row back probably is worth less than the ones up front.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would think, you know, those lots aren't all the same.
Right. Okay?
Yep. Fine.
All right.
Okay, Kensington. So you might, you want it on the record or not? Record or not?
Yeah, record's fine on this, I think, or not?
We never received any.
Okay.
And we have a recommendation to remain the same. We have a 759,905. They want it reduced to 319,605. And we are recommending to leave it at 759,905. We looked at the number of units they have, the number, the rental, and we felt that this was a good value.
The notes I had wrote down, they were asking $319,605, and the county had the valuation $759,915. Is that correct?
$905, okay.
My only comment on that one is you'd have a hell of a time selling that building on its own. if you want to sell it. That's my only comment. I mean, it might be worth $3.25 million the way it's set now, but if there was no occupancy in there, you would have a hell of a time selling that building.
That's but then we look at it totally different.
I'm just telling you what I see on my side. We have to look at it, Terry,
with the way it sits today.
Okay.
And that was with the income that it has. And you're absolutely right if that was empty. But, of course, we take all these properties. If they were a different situation, we'd buy you.
But we didn't get the income either, did we, Daryl? Yeah. We asked for it. We didn't get it, did we?
I would also say that their income is a lot different than other apartment rental incomes because they have a lot more expense.
Yes.
For caregiving.
You know, at the time, I think that gentleman said their capacity was 65, and they have 60 people in there right now. I think that's what I wrote down. So.
And it runs up. They have very excellent management there. They keep it full. And myself, well, I asked some people that own a lot of downtown buildings what they'd give for the Kensington, two of them. One of them says, about the business, I'll just give you a dollar for it. Mm-hmm. And one of them said,
What was that?
$100,000. Wouldn't give $100,000 for it.
Mm-hmm. Patty, was it raised last year? Or did it just stay the same?
I don't think so.
No, it stayed the same.
Yeah. It's been the same. Actually, we lowered it. I went through it, and the little girl that was a young lady that was managing it, we had it at 8:15. They broke. Okay. I think they wanted me to go through it, and so we lowered it to 7:59.
All right.
904.
When was that?
In 05.
05?
Or no, I'm sorry, about 09. It was, at 09, it was 8:15.
Okay.
In 2010, we lowered it to the current assessment. Now, I do, this is another case where I then destroyed, the girl did give me the income. That's how we arrived at this value. And then I destroyed it, which in this case, I wish I'd have kept it because I'm not getting any more of it. So.
Yeah. And I do see the other side. I mean, I see that part of it, too. So.
Well, whatever you guys want to recommend.
It's 8% vacant. So that's a pretty good percentage of occupancy for this. But, you know, you guys need to...
Well, I guess it might take out if we do anything, I'd like to see it lowered a little bit. You know, I just think the values up there is way too high. You know, myself, I'm not saying lower what they asked. I'm not saying that. They were asking 319. I'm not saying that. But I just think that might be a little stretch to be having that value to $750,000. Whatever you guys decide, I'll go with.
Have you talked to, because Wolken protested this, correct?
Yes, the gentleman came in.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you talked to any of the... like management people?
No.
I thought maybe he was probably... I've done that before, and I've gotten in trouble because...
Because
the person that... Denny, I'm sorry. And I've gone to tenants before and said, the owners would say, drop dead, go to the... So I'd see a tenant coming out with me, hey, what is your apartment rent for? And they'd say, oh, it's this. And then all of a sudden, someone was going to work to get that explained. So, no, I didn't go any further than this gentleman that was in the protest.
And I'm not sure. I never got whether Larry would just protest on his own or if he was requested to protest it from the management.
I don't know.
I couldn't.
Larry Walken protested it.
Yeah. He's the maintenance.
Oh, he's the maintenance person.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
he owns several properties.
Oh, he owns quite a few throughout
the
town.
So, maybe that was part of it. Maybe he just decided to do it on his own. You never know.
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
It did surprise me that this isn't the only property I'm sure these folks own. It's surprising that they would not disclose what that income is.
Well, that's what I was wondering because I know that they own properties throughout the nation.
Yeah.
And so it would kind of surprise me if they didn't consider it almost public information.
Yeah. Well,
and I would guess they asked him to come in to do the protest because they felt he would probably know us and have some sort of a better relationship. And not if they send in a manager or one of the stockholders of their properties that we might not have the same attitude.
Yeah, their managers there are local people.
Yeah. What's that?
Their managers there are local. Mm-hmm. It kind of...
Yeah.
I just kind of wonder if maybe... And it doesn't matter if he did it on his own or whatever. It's just a matter of what it should be valued at.
Lowering it, what would you suggest lowering it to?
He didn't come in on his own, I'll guarantee you.
I'm not saying to go to that figure. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe, you know, drop to that 709.
How would he know the value if he's just a maintenance person? How would he have any idea what the value is to come in to protest?
More fair to me. I mean, there could be a day when those people...
He owns enough property.
And what they are... You know,
percentage-wise, that's not that big of a...
No, but at least it's
showing them.
That's what I agree.
That you have some interest in.
Yeah,
and they may even at that say, Larry's a qualified person. We think Larry's $300,000 is on the market. We're going to Turk.
Yeah,
we go to Turk. They're not going to give. They're going to submit 3 years of income and expense.
Okay,
and they're not going to say, well, we'll pull out tomorrow if we don't get what we want. If they do that, Turk's going to say, good luck.
Now, where that's assisted living, how do they do the income approach? Because a lot of that's care, not the rent of the apartment.
Right.
It's not quite like a nursing home,
mm-hmm.
but you do where they have meals and then they... In this case, I don't think they administer any medication
at all.
They do.
And
they pass out pills.
They pass out, but I don't know.
Oh, they don't give it to them, such as IVs or such as...
No.
But they do...
They make sure they get their medication.
They make sure the AM, the PM, and all those pills are at the right time.
They do laundry. They change people. Yeah, right. They do a lot of things.
And they do. And they have the breakfast and lunch and the dinner deal and... And we run a very high expense ratio. Nursing homes will run 93% of the total income is to expenses in nursing homes. And then we still have high dollars. In their case, I think we ran 70% maybe in expenses, which is normally high for an apartment building. You know, we feel that 25% to 35% for apartment management or expenses is it. You get managers that are exceeding that, you can't afford it. You need to get rid of the property. You're losing money. So, and their vacancy is something that, you know, they're at 8%. I think we used, I shouldn't throw that. Just like with ours, that's the other one, I shouldn't have thrown it away. You anticipate you're going to get the same information over and over. But we run a high expense in answer to the question for this type of a situation. It's not a normal apartment complex. And we do use that income. Typically, we'll go to what's the economic rents? What should they be renting for? Even though they're getting some subsidy or something, if they're only paying $50 a month rent, and they typically should be renting for $350, we do use their income. So... And they have two elevators there. They got the freight elevator and they have the pedestrian or passenger elevator.
Yeah, but the stairs are much faster and better.
Not for me.
What are we doing?
I never got stuck in either elevator.
But in answer to your question,
my father
percentage-wise, it's not.
Well, your father
is like
recommending
3 years.
Some number.
Okay.
Well, my take on that one, if we could lower it to 709,905.
Okay.
Before you write anything down, what's everybody say about that?
I would say at least lower to that.
Yeah. And we'll be coming in close into proximity because we have to put that in the computer. Won't be that. Can you get to that exact number?
What did you say, 709?
I said take $50,000 off what the current valuation was.
It's going to vary just a little bit because we have to run it in the computer.
Whatever. Yeah.
Somewhere in that neighborhood.
Okay. And what do you think about that?
Is that what you guys want?
I agree with John. I mean, it's a beautiful building, but it is very old.
Brilliant.
And
if I were to buy it, I would use it for exactly the same thing it's being used at.
Absolutely.
It's a for-profit company that is running the business, and so anyway, But I will go along with it. We'll recommend that change.
It reminds me of the old brownstone in the Browns in Denver. And old hotels that
grew up.
I like
them.
Yeah.
Omaha's definitely.
We don't want
the Magnolia Hotel.
So I think we still need to put it on, okay. Even though she's asking for that. I don't see any reason to not have her on.
It's the gentleman that came in for the missile site.
I don't think I said on that either.
Mose.
Meyer? The Anna Mose, we can be on the record on that, even
that's
though she won.
That's the missile
site. By the old missile
site. Can be on the record on that one.
Okay. Sure. Okay.
Okay. That's the next, well, next few. Basically, he wants the land back down to about nothing because it was of the EPA. So, let's see what he wants on this one. We had the land, and this is 3.09 acres of 7,015. And those are site values because he lives on the acreage type thing. Now, the only thing that I know that we did is I had Annette run it as pasture ground up next to the house. It's contaminated, so this is a very unusual. Yeah, this is the missile site. His basis for his protest is that we agreed to not lower the land, or not to raise the land for a number of years, which I have no recollection of, and generally we only go at a year at a time. So this is a complicated one, so we really don't know what, you know, do we go to pasture up to that area? Because sites are different than pasture. It's not really pasture. There's no fences around it, but.
Daryl, I think we refer this to you.
I think that if we're going to do anything for it, I put no change, actually, because I'm throwing it back to the experts here. I like the idea if we do the pasture part, but it may come out higher.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know.
It cuts it in half about. So that's the only thing I know because it's not waste ground by any means.
One, he can't put sites on it because of.
He really did. He is he restricted not to build anything on that? Did he have? Did we ever get that?
No, they just don't have water.
Have
on
you
it.
Seen that, John?
Yeah, I don't know if he ever said that. I'm not sure he's restricted to not build anything on it. He cannot use. He cannot use the water and stuff. I don't know.
We just looked at the aerial, and if we go to pasture, it would reduce it to 3,645 versus the 7,015. We'd go from site value to pasture.
Before the house burned down, he was bringing in bottled water. And 5 years ago, I went out there because he was only partially done, and then from then on. He sold, they will build another house, his brother there, and we're going, how's he getting away with this? But I think they were using some kind of an osmosis system, but who knows? I don't know. I did see the bottled water. They could bathe in this water. They could bathe. He said they bathed it and watered the lawn, but they couldn't drink it, consume it, so.
This is just one that is so unique that we really don't know what to.
One brother's living in the one house. It sounded like rent free, and then the other one don't have no water in that one or something. And then he would come over and
the one brother
shower and stuff at theirs. And
one brother
it,
if he does.
Lowered pasture. What do you recommend?
And that's going to be a hard call too, because pasture generally has fences around it.
Yeah, it.
But waste is $100 an acre, which in my opinion is too low.
You know, I'll say this. He wants it to value of nothing because he thinks it's worth nothing. No, there is value out there yet, okay? I'll give you that, my opinion on it. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's contaminated or not, you know. I mean, I'm not going to say whether it's perceived value or what. There's still some value in that out there.
There is. There's
you know,
no way.
So there's no way it's nothing. I mean... Right. I don't think he made the comment, I can't give it away. I don't know. You know, somebody would...
Or do we do site values and give it a discount? I don't know. I mean, basically, I don't...
I would rather see, if you wanted to lower it, do a site value and give it a discount instead of for that pasture.
And I don't really know how we...
But I don't know if you can do that. I don't know. I mean, you...
We have it at 7,015, right?
Yeah. When I put some kind of...
How many acres? Three?
Three.
So you're roughly 2,000 an acre, you know.
But the past, if we go the pasture, because I don't have a code to really put in.
Oh, okay.
We've got 3,645 if we go to grass.
That would be the value, 3,645?
Or to 72, something. If I remember.
Yeah, so you put roughly half.
That's what I'd say.
Can they pasture?
He said that basically, didn't he say something about crops in the pasture, the water, do you remember what
it was? They couldn't water the cattle. He's talking about the neighbor to the north had a pasture. And then I forget how they watered those exactly, but the right to the north is a pasture or something. He talked about that.
So that's the only basis I went off of.
Yeah, I guess if you wanted to lower it to pasture, at some point in time here in the future, when they get this cleared up and through,
then it go back to site.
It's going to go back. No, it'll go back to more site, to my opinion. I mean,
testimony was the cows next door in a pasture, yeah. So we just kind of contiguous land to his.
He used that as part of his reasoning or whatever. Yeah. But
and it's one of those things that he's not going to run in here and tell us, "Hey guys, I got a clearing bill of health. You can put it back." It's not going to happen.
This guy ain't going to do that.
Yeah, the other thing is, I don't want to discount that only because if we told them we discounted for contamination or a nauseous smell or something going on,
right?
Then all of a sudden we're going to be involved with the feedlot. I don't want to say we got major.
You know, in that respect, because you know, there's people that will complain about that. Well, that was there before you built there. Well, the same thing here. This was there before he built there, and then just because they come back now and tell him he can't do it. My first, when I was sitting here that day, my first thing, I'm not lowering this, guys. Because I know the whole story. Now, I'm not saying that's fair to him, okay? Because I know the whole story.
Did he buy this?
Oh, he was going to develop it, and I mean, he has. He sold a couple lots. He sold a couple, and this is going to be a development. He was going to sell these houses off, and yeah, and everybody, yeah, well.
So.
And according to him, all of a sudden, all along comes the
EPA.
The contamination. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, no, originally they gave him a clean bill of health even.
Right, and he did say that.
For some reason or something came back, and he said, "Oh, yeah, it's a clean bill of health. Go ahead and check it." And well, then when they checked it, this here stuff, what they used, apparently, he said it was 2 gallons of stuff in the 60s they poured down there, and it takes 30 years to get down to this water level filter. And it's been 30 years now. Now it showed up. It didn't show up like 10 years ago because it hadn't filtered down there.
That's what he said.
Well,
so three of the cards I've put in this pasture. Yeah. That cuts it, yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know what else to do.
That would give him some break. And
I'm fine with that.
He did buy it as a clean site.
You know. I can't see putting no value on it, though, because there's no value out there.
Okay, so you want to recommend to take it to pasture value?
Okay. Okay, now, the other one was on his little house that was behind there, I think. That's the one that was...
That's the guest house and a garage. It's a living space above a two-car garage underneath.
Is that where the brother is living?
No.
Yeah.
Well, oh, yeah.
Yeah, one of them
one
is.
One bought a house, and the other brother lived in the...
You're right. Probably looking at one of them just to describe the picture.
How many brothers does he have?
Well, I'm trying to find and see. Daryl, do we have a picture of that little guest house?
Just described property here.
You can see the one
is it on there, though?
It's on that end. It's this one back
there. Oh, okay.
Not the one that
does. Blew up. Supposedly he was out working in this.
Did you look at the picture?
The mailman an hour before dropped a package off and set it on the front porch. His daughter coming home from school, it's not a quarter mile driveway, it's a pretty long driveway. His daughter had been let off the bus and was walking up the driveway when this thing blew. The story I hear is they basically No, but I mean, that they have, the last story I heard was they have not found a reason, or they have not pinpointed why or how. The theory was he had propane and something to do with propane. The propane company has been found not at fault already in this. Or, well, the insurance company said the propane company wasn't at fault. So,
we
I mean, those are all in the paper.
Is?
What?
We don't know what the package was.
So what was the valuation? What do you want to lower to or raise?
Well, he wants everything valued at...
It wasn't the package.
We've had it valued at $66,610, and he wants it to $16,000.
You're talking about this house, then?
This back here.
Well, that's unrealistic, isn't it?
Yeah. I think
you should have a better picture somewhere of that.
You're talking about, what about this building?
See,
what's
that's this?
Oh, okay.
That's the house that he sold off to his brother for $150,000.
Oh, that's gone, then.
No, that one's still there.
So which house are we talking about?
Right here.
This building?
It's all brick. Isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I think so. Probably had another picture of
you
it.
You can
somewhere.
See it right there.
So this is the one that burned down then?
Well, exploded.
Okay. This is the one that exploded or whatever.
This one here is like a guest house with a garage and everything. So we had it at 45. But there again, we could almost.
And you want it lowered to 15, is that correct?
This is 16.
Yeah.
What we're talking about right here.
Yep.
Yeah. The only thing is, we could probably...
Yeah, we had a better picture of that. Unless there's something that can...
You know, we could probably lower the land, the building site. Since that's a garage-type thing. The land, the building site, and grass, and then leave the house alone.
I'll agree on that. House, you wanted 15, it's at 45, correct, Dan? Yeah. Set 45-810. Want it lowered down to 15.
On the board meeting? I thought Daryl, with all the stuff you bring down, you bring some here. We don't share well.
Right here.
Here's what I do.
Here it is, right here.
40, and we don't.
That's because I had complaints when I put the chocolate in with the other stuff that it all flavors everything, so I thought, okay.
He wants the whole thing down to 16.
So you just bring your little packages down here.
Well, but the, with
45.
The land, 16.
45.
I'd say that's.
I'd say it is, too.
The 16 or the 45?
The 45.
45, I would, too.
Yeah.
The only thing is, we might be able to take the land. We might need to look at the land a little bit on that
one.
Adjust a little bit.
Let's do the land. Let's do the land. Go to a building site on the house.
Take off some site?
Probably. He said there was no water or anything, didn't
he? Yep, he did.
But there's no bathroom or anything in this thing, Daryl?
There's a bathroom.
Well, then you can't live there.
Well, but...
But he can use a bathroom, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he can...
That's not what he testified to.
He can potty in it, but I don't think he can drink the water.
He said there was
he
water.
Went and took showers and everything someplace else, didn't he?
Yeah.
So change home site to building site?
Well, we're going to change the land a little bit on that.
Change the land. Yeah. You should value that probably.
And then
the
rest of it grass.
The rest of it the grass.
Yeah,
there's a full kitchen and sink and bathroom, full bath. But you're right. I don't know specifically if he shut the water off of the stool and he has to run outside.
This one basically is a David party, and we did not.
What was that one again? I don't know.
That's the one here.
Left on the house.
That's the one.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, we...
I don't think that was...
Oh, the owner was Haynes. He didn't want to meet with us. And he wouldn't tell me what he thought. He did a lot of work to this. He, actually, I had Dan go over anyway and talk to this guy. And I did talk to him. He said, I'm sorry.
Yep. Oh, I wasn't here, but
I had wrote, oh, what did you end up doing with that then?
No change?
Okay.
Yeah. He says, well, if I only paid $8,000 or $9,000 for it, that's all it's worth. And I said, have you done anything to it? He says, yeah, I put a heck of a lot of money into it. Oh, it's more like it, my dear. Oh, you little sweetheart. See, I told you she's nice. She's sweet. Thank you, dear.
What is your blood sugar level?
Oh, good Lord.
You seen the empty candy jar where we were sitting?
Yeah, I took all of Jerry's candy.
You recommended no change.
I'll have to fill them back up.
I'll support that.
Which one is? Oh, there's another one in there.
No, this is funny. They're all talking with their mouths full.
Okay, so.
Are you going to share?
No. Oh, wait a minute. We'll share just a second.
Something you don't
love. One more?
You're going to pull your teeth out with the milk duds.
I'll have one more.
I got crayons.
What do I want in there?
Another Kit Kat, Daryl.
They're like little kids.
Thank you. Sorry, I can't go any further. There was a Kit Kat. There's another. You need another Kit Kat? Don't say I didn't ever give you anything.
Good Lord. It's a feeding friend.
Anything else? Any Reese's Pieces?
That's what I started. Okay, guys, keep a clear mind. We're still on this.
We did go up there.
Okay, no change.
It'll just go much faster with the
camera. That's what Daryl's recommending.
Yes. We did review a lot.
I'm going to make a drink.
He's upset that I was bothering you.
Patty, I call them the true value of houses. Are they strengthening, you know, here for a couple of years? They were continually, I guess, eroding? Or are they starting to hold their own, I guess?
We've been about pretty much the same in Beatrice.
Pretty much the same.
Maybe the ranch style, newer ranch styles, and the newer homes are okay, but still the rentals and the probably mid are still kind of struggling, I think.
These type of homes are being picked up by the
flippers, renters, yeah.
Right, and they're buying those things cheap, going in and really fixing them up and selling them or renting them out. So
they're watching HGTV and watch them flipping and flopping. And
yeah,
I would say most of those are going to rent for $450 to $500 at least. What you, Daryl?
Oh, they are. I just wish you'd have met us over there so we could have done something.
You'll protest it next year and it'll be there then.
Val Swanson is Doctor's Lake. He's talking about the land, right, Daryl?
Yes.
Okay, we have it at $48,000. He wants it at $25,000. Recommending no change, and you've looked at that, right, and you've recommended?
Yes, I did. May I see that file? He's got...
There are a couple of them here. There are two of them.
What I did was, the first one I have here is, we had them all similar lots at $48,000. He's requesting $25,000. This is a vacant. And his protest says that there's a 20-year moratorium in building. Value is more than the other lot, which has cabin, which is his cabin. So...
They just built one out there last year. Somebody did. There's no
more
moratorium on
that. Maybe he has a
20-year
moratorium.
That is a beautiful home. This is his vacant lot. What happens is...
That's right by Adams,
isn't it? Yeah. Southwest Adams.
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice...
His lot... Actually, what he's doing is, this lot, if you look at it towards the lake, he's mowing back in the back, and he's got the use of it. This part over here is full of poison ivy. The home next to it, in the corner, they have listed for $347,000, $350,000 for sale. This is a better lot than what his cabin sits on, or his home, summer home. And then what we've done, right there. And then the other one,
we have it at $87,795, and anyway, not sure what he wants, but wants it to remain.
He wants it to $15,000. This is the home.
He wants the land to $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
What about the house?
Mm-hmm. No,
no change at the house.
$65,595. You want to leave that?
All right. Well, who were the other people that were at Doctor's Lake that protested? They had just bought like 1.7 acres and a double wide for $300,000, a modular home.
This is a problem that the reason this lot is so underpriced and we've left it there is right out of his dock, right here. You can see the tip of it. This is all sludge. It's all moss. It's filled. It's a mess. It stinks. It's a mosquito trap. His dock, and his, you couldn't take a boat over there. He's got a pontoon that he has to take out as you're facing the lake to the right. You can't very well go back in there. He's limited to his access. He's not sitting there in the middle of that lake where he can just go anyway. I was hoping he would show up so he'd say, hey, what's the depth down there? Is this the part they're dredging out that they're all talking about? It is. I'm sorry. So I...
Well, I shouldn't say. They're dredging. You keep hearing about a proposed dredging project out there again. They're going to lower the lake and dredge it, and each of the homeowners are going to get somewhere $15,000-plus bill.
That's what I'm hearing, too. I thought maybe it was part of the problem down at this end where it's just...
It's my understanding he might be coming in at one.
Oh, okay. So maybe we can find out. Asking...
I don't know for sure, but that's what I thought of
it. This ain't the tailwaters one. This is kind of another finger that goes off up there, but... A little bit of water runs in, but no running water comes into that one or nothing. It kind of sits up there.
I marked. I don't know if you can see my marking on it. I put some check marks. Can you see them at all?
Oh, there's two right there.
Where's pontoon at? Is that part of his property? Or is that
okay, then he's back. It's back up there. Okay. I was thinking it was over here, but it's up there. Okay.
So those are the two properties.
Those two properties.
Oh, you're talking about this family.
This finger right there. It has part of the year to have a little water running through it. Here's the main finger that comes back up here. See, and they built another dam. I call it a secondary sludge dam here. And they put like 3-4 tubes in there so that this the main water all comes from here and then kind of settles out here. And when they did that really helped the lake.
Is this the one? Do you live out there?
No, but I live right by Adams. I've been out.
You've been out there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah.
She doesn't go to lunch.
This land is like this, isn't it? There's a property right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway, these are part of the across the board raise that we did to all of them. We only had him at. I think what did we have him at? 10,200 is where we had him.
She's got him in that way. Okay.
Which
tell her what to do.
Is the influence of what's happening down there. And that's the reason it's probably that's priced the way it is. But it got hit with that same increase. I think in the future maybe we better treat Doctors Lake as a different entity than the rural stuff, North Rural Subs.
Okay, but right now on both of these properties you're recommending
no change.
He might be in at one, so we can listen to his testimony.
Right. But if we have a recommendation of no change, he can come in and
there's one over here. Nathan Ford has one that's for sale for $415 or something too.
Yeah, I took the front and the back and tried to show that area.
Then this guy here built a new house. One of these two here just got a brand new one. It never had a house on it. This here shows got a house.
Where was that new house?
One of these two here, right around this corner. You can see it from the road. Even you can see the new house out there.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice. Cool. Yeah, that's what they say. I haven't seen the house.
I'm driving by and I go, "Holy crap! That's a brand new house. Did we get this one? We did."
These people here protested because we had them valued.
Okay, so are you guys okay with that? The recommendations is to remain the same, Kathy? Okay. I'm sorry? Okay, I would say we turn off on the next one. It's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, leave
that. That's what I just asked. Okay, Daryl, this is the one on Gary's corner. And it is.
Now, which one is it? Yeah. Which one are we talking about here?
That's the one Darryl, you can grab. Can you grab that sheet and see what?
Here, you need to take these back. This is the. I'm sorry.
Here's a note that on his
Okay, this first one is on 3rd and Court Street, and we have it on at 67240 if these numbers are correct, and he is suggesting that it should be on at 27722. And the recommendation from Mr. Stannard is to give it a value of $58,845. He adjusted the building usage per inspection.
What was the recommendation?
58845. Let's show pictures. Everybody familiar with this property?
I mean, what I wrote in my notes was Fletcher's.
Derek Fletcher.
Fletcher Building.
Oh, Fletcher's. Yeah,
that's
on Court
correct.
Street.
He has the used car lot across the street. Plus, he has this. Yeah, he added on a new office to this and some storage space to it. And we did the pickup the year before, last year. And then we were treating it as a storage warehouse. Well, upon inspection, it's an auto repair. I mean, they got hoist in there, they've got heat in there. But then I did take and equalize it with other shops of this nature. So I don't even think Gary or the person protesting had realized what was going on with it. But they have a brand new office with a heat pump in it to the front. I'm sorry. And they added on additional space for the service garage. We lowered it some. We didn't lower it to what they were requesting based on the fact that it's not just a storage warehouse place.
Right, and this wasn't a request by the owner of the property. This is a request by an independent person who took it and made a request. Mr. Barnard made the request without any permission.
Talk
from
about
the owner.
That one. Is that what we want to end up with? 58. I'm for that, I guess.
I think probably more than fair.
Yeah. Okay.
There is quite a bit of improvements made there, right?
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Okay, recommend
it. During my pickup work, and he's, oh no, it's just a warehouse.
Okay, this next one is at 300 South 5th, and this is where the paint booth is.
Brad Barron's property?
Yeah.
And, you know, shall we start? Was there a comparison to Darryl Bruins' building on any of these?
Yes.
Okay. Where did that building come in at? I didn't write that down ever. What was the comparison? I mean, the understanding I took at the time that it was valued, but I never saw anything on it, that it was valued a lot lower than these other properties were.
Now, which property is it at 300 South 5th?
Is it Brian's Auto Body?
Yeah,
what is the 300? Well, here's some of the comparables. Are those some of the comparables, or is that for the one?
Yeah,
that?
That's it.
What I did do you know what that Bruins building was valued at? Okay, good.
Darryl was valued at $87,990.
Ken, on this one, we have it at $113,585. And Mr. Barnard has, Gary Barnard has filed this protest. This is not filed by the owner of the property. And he is asking for a value of $48,900. Our recommendation by Mr. Stannard is
$89,465.
Okay. Who's
this? Brad Barron. Oh, okay.
One we're looking
at. With Brad, let's be sure this is the right one. With Brad, I had the protest was made, but we had a situation going on. He has a basement in there that we never had before, and I went and measured the basement. Due to the protest, everything goes away. We have the right to do everything. He also has a paint booth in there. And the paint booth has never been turned in for personal property. And he's had it for 3 years. So there's usually a lag time of a year. I did say to him, I said, sir, either you're I'm not putting the paint booth on here at this point, but either you get it on personal property or it's going to have to go on with the building. Well, he understood and never said any more about it. I have checked with Jennifer. Jennifer says it's never been reported. Those things, and it's a custom made. It's steel. It's not a hammered together plywood with a vent sticking out of the side of the wall. This thing is made to order. They'll run anywhere from $25,000 to $50,000. So now he may have bought it from his dad when he bought it. That I don't know, because he did pay $100,000+, which we called as $100,000. He paid for it. Now it was between father and son, I believe, and his dad may have thrown it in there. But regardless, it needs to be reported on his personal property. We lowered it down to kind of equalize this with other service repair shops. And in this one, Mr. Barner, and I did talk to the owner. He was, he said, yeah, he said a guy came in, he said he could save me some tax dollars. And, I said, well, go ahead. It's no skin off my teeth. So he went ahead and let me walk through. I measured everything. But Daryl Bruins was brought up. And So I called Mr. Bruins. And I said, sir, your property is being protested. He said a few things to me.
It's being used as a comparable.
And I need to, if I could, could I please go through it? He said, you sure can. And he took me over there. I took some pictures inside, which I normally do not do, but I kind of wanted to be sure the board and I both all understood. We're treating it as a commercial property. It's strictly being used as his own personal. There's nothing in there that's finished. There's no offices. There's no running water. He has electricity, and he had the light on in here, and that's as good as the light got. Here was another part of it. These are the stud walls. There's no insulation. Concrete floors. I had to take a picture so I could see the light coming through.
Is there heat or?
No.
No heat.
No. Okay. No, I went totally through it. It's a joke.
I mean, so you feel that valuation there is correct then?
Yes. I think we're comfortable with that. All right.
He's probably going to protest it now.
Who? Oh, crap.
No,
oh, shucks. Excuse me. But anyway, I went to every single comparable that Mr. Barner used, talked to the property owners, and he used also Reitman's property as a comparable. I talked to them. I was up. I took pictures of it. Part of that building is just dirt floor. There's no finish to it. And it's just a metal building with wood studs. And then went through the rest of it, and he talked me through it. And our listing, actually, with the dirt floor situation, it might even be less. But it wasn't being protested, so we're not going to do anything with that.
All right.
Then Gary, Mr. Barner, excuse me, was using the comparable. Another comparable that was multiple mini storage units he was using. And that one, I'm trying to think of who it was.
You mean comparing that to these?
Yes. He
out
was
behind
using,
the mall?
What'd you say?
The ones out behind the mall, that's the one.
No. I'll run across it in these protests because I took the spreadsheet and we reworked the spreadsheet. But it's just down by across from a church in that same area. But it has three parcels and he only used part of that. Well, here, let me look through here.
That's the
Salvation Army.
Yeah,
over
there.
Oh, here it is. This is it. This is the one. I think is those. Are those new spreadsheets?
And that's Daryl Bruins' storage units then, too?
Let's see.
Is that correct? Or are you talking about the building there?
Yeah, that's Daryl's.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
all right.
But where's the, did I get all the protests?
And you got Kyle Halsey's?
Osborne, Scott, and Kara.
Not, let's finish up. Well,
yeah, we got to get one. Where are we on which one do you have there?
Let's finish up with Brad Barron's. You recommended going to 89,460. That seems fair to me.
I think that sounds.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say it's fair.
Yeah.
I think that's probably. Okay.
But can we make sure that he either puts the paint booth on?
Well, we've got to know. We're going to have to see where he goes with it, yeah.
And did his dad claim that on his personal property?
Not that we're aware of.
Yeah, here's the background.
Okay, so we've got Brad Barron's. Okay, what's the next one?
Next one would be Halsey, that pole building, right? Doesn't that go with this group of three right here?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that this one?
Denny's got it.
Okay.
522 South Fifth Street, west half, lot 126. We added 101, 150, and he's requested it to be brought down to 18,820, and we are recommending a reduction to 39,715. And corrected for functional depreciation, the building not complete.
I've been in that one. I agree with on that.
But we're trying to do an interior inspection. So. Okay.
I think his intent for that building was a little different than what it ended up being.
Right.
Isn't that what kind of you think?
I think so, yeah. I don't think they ever finished it and went through with what they were going to design it for or going to use it for, but yeah. I didn't take it.
And it's true. And I went back out, and the door trim's still not done, and there's, I don't know what he's going to do.
What was the recommendation?
Recommendation 39,715.
Okay. That has concrete in it, right?
Yeah, it did. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I agree on that.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Is there anybody that we missed that you think of?
So I can go back out and see if it's done.
I can't
remember. That's a good idea. Is that okay then to finish up with him then? Industrial Park, what are we doing with all those? Or do we have to do anything with them, or what was that?
The land's at 30.
Is that what that is? So there's nothing we have to do with that?
What'd you do with any of the buildings out there, anything?
No, other than Kinshiloa and...
he filed 25, right? But, I mean,
yeah,
is that
two
all one?
There was two that were withdrawn. That was Gage County Industrial and Flint Hills that Gary withdrew.
Well, that was easy if that's all we have to do with that.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Adjourn?
Yeah.
Adjourn.
That's it?
Oh, shoot. Okay.
Oh, we did on the
Well, are we done, Patty? That was it?
That's all that we can think of. Is there's any more that you
think? Wait a minute. I had two of these. Let me see if I had everything. I had some question marks, I thought. Okay, right here. What about Ron Weems? Was something decided on that? I had a question mark there.
We did a no change on him.
No change?
So I don't know what you guys want to do.
Well, there was a question mark back here for me. I don't know why.
Evaluation of that duplex was like 90-something.
Daryl, you were going to look at some similar duplexes to it.
On Ron Weems.
That's right south of Johnny's Welding. Is the one he's talking about. I mean, and he wanted lowered, I think, to 80-some thousand.
We had sales to support it. Plus, it is.
So you're going to say no change?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And we, his intention was he has no backyard, but he has a big front yard. So that was the location.
But no change on that. I knew there was one. Let me look here real quick. I thought I had one more.
See you
at 1 o'clock.
What about Ron Barron's? Question mark behind him.
Didn't show up.
Oh. Was he going to be picked up and looked at or something? That's the only other one I had left.
What was that on? Do you remember?
It was a house in town. No, I don't remember.
You're going to the trash, Daryl.
It was a house in town, I believe. And I put lower question mark, Carol. And that's all I did. Did we make a decision on it?
Can I go check real quick?
Okay.
Ron Barron.
Here, you want the parcel number?
No, I got an alphabetical.
Okay. All right.
Anybody else?
I think that's all then.
I think we did good.
And in regards to the